A very interesting medrash in Parshas Naso about the trait of courage and the impact upon our courage or cowardice of our overall religious performance. Parshas Naso, of course, includes Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim has 60 letters. So the medrash associates a very well-known pasuk, which we recite during Kriyat Shema Shalmita, Hinei mitasel shel Shlomo shishim Yisrael. It's in Shir Shirim Paragimel, and it obviously can mean a lot of different metaphors. And one of the metaphors for this bed of Shlomo that's surrounded by 60 warriors is the Beis Hamikdash that has the Kohanim, who are warriors with the 60 letters of Birchas Kohanim, and of course their warrior style isn't militant or aggressive, but simply to battle on behalf of Am Yisrael and for their welfare. But before the Medrash evolves into this association, that the phrase Mitasal Shili Shlomo Shishim Gibarim Savavla refers to the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohanim who operate in the Beis HaMikdash, the Medrash takes a more literal view of this pasuk in Shir HaShirim, and that at some point Shlomo, who was previously fearless and courageous, was so worried at night from enemies or possibly from demons and spirits, as the Medrash says, that he surrounded his bed with no fewer than 60 warriors armed to the tooth. Mitasel shel Shlomo, shishim gibarim saviv la migibori Yisrael, kulam achuz echerev, melumdei milchama, ish charbo al yirecho mipachad belelos. And the Medrash quotes Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says that before someone sins, he causes fear in other people, or he can handle fear. After he sins, then he all of a sudden becomes more fearful and more frightened. Now, what's interesting is that the Medrash provides two different types of examples. One example is people who are able to process and withstand the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a more poised fashion before their sin. But after their sin, the encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused them to be unsettled and destabilized. So most notably, Adam, who spoke more freely and comfortably with Hashem before the chait, but afterwards had to hide with his wife, Vayischabeh Adam v'Yishno, or the Jewish people who could see Hashem in certain ways described at Har Sinai, Marei Kivod Hashem Ke'esh Ocheles Baruch Shahar, and then afterwards, after the sin of the eagle, they can barely even look at Moshe. The light is so blazing and unbearable. So that's obvious, that a person's ability to grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu is curtailed, is compromised after sin. But the continuation of the Medrash, of course, and this is where the Medrash starts veering to Shlomo, speaks about kings, Shaul and Shlomo in particular, who were more courageous and less fearful before their sins and more timid and frightened after their sins. It also quotes David, although in David's case it's more compact. Before his sin, he says, Hashem, Ori v'yishi, mimi ira, he's not afraid of anyone. And then, of course, after his sin with Bathsheba, pasuk in Shmuel Beis, v'hu yagev v'rafei yadayim, he's weak-handed. So it's a very interesting medrash. And especially the second part. The first part just means that after a person sins, so his spiritual level and capacity is diminished, and of course that affects his ability to process Hashem in a poised and direct fashion. But the second part of the Medrash talks about just simple human courage on the battlefield, in the human arena, not necessarily your ability to absorb HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what exactly is the relationship between an Avera and religious failure, and the introduction of cowardice or timidity? How does one cause the other, or how does, one inversely, successful avodas Hashem, how does that cause courage? So I think there really are two levels to this. The first level is, of course, a person who feels comfortable in his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on his behavior, can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection and hashgacha, and therefore has less reason to be afraid. So presumably, Shlomo Melech, when he felt that he was more in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's favor, in good favor, didn't feel the need to surround his bed with 60 warriors, because he could assume than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before his sin, he doesn't feel the need to surround his bed with 60 warriors because he trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect him. But I think there's something deeper. I think there's something more psychological, that a human being can summon courage when he feels psychologically sound, when he feels poised, when he feels healthy, when he feels vulnerable, then it's more difficult to muster that courage. And I think this medrash, first of all, is an important medrash, not just about the cause of courage, but the value itself of courage. It's not typically one of the traits that we would list as a value as an Oved Hashem. We would list humility, piety, prayer, selflessness, but courage, and not just physical courage, but more importantly, developmental and existential courage to face challenges, to find new fields, new areas that would frighten you, but to be able to grow into those areas. Evidently, that's a trait which the Medrash, which Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who himself exhibited much courage in his interaction with the Romans, thought was an important trait as an Oved Hashem. And when a person feels confident psychologically, emotionally, internally, and that confidence ideally has to come from religious success. Even we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs are healthy and holistic, and they're restorative of human health and of human psychological well-being. So even if a person is unaware, let's say a person who doesn't have religious sensibility, would not be conscious of feeling vulnerable based on chet. To him, chet and mitzvot are irrelevant, but subconsciously, deep within the human psyche, following the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates more psychological poise and well-being, and that in itself launches a stability of persona that can create courage. And the reverse is also true, that the reductive effects of chet create psychological temerity and psychological vulnerability. Again, subconsciously, a person who commits a chet may very well be someone who has no religious or overt religious conscientiousness, but deep down within the human psyche, following HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will creates confidence and balance, and disobeying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will creates disarray and imbalance. And one of the manifestations of that is courage or cowardice. So it's a fascinating medrash on several levels, but most importantly because it presents courage as an important trait, and it presents Yirat Shamayim as the route towards achieving courage. To me, the portrait of this are the midwives in Mitzrayim who stood up to Paro because they feared God. Vayi kiru haimei aldos eselokim. So their fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't just successful in launching their defiance of Paro because their fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them less fearful of other human beings, but just made them internally more courageous because they were internally more sound, because they were in sync with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.